So now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say, Father? Save me from this hour, but for this cause came I unto this hour. Father, glorify thy name. Then came there a voice from heaven, saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. The people therefore that stood by and heard it said that it thundered. Others said an angel spake to him. Jesus answered and said, this voice came not because of me, but for your sakes. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. This he said, signifying what death he should die. The people answered him, we have heard out of the law that Christ abideth forever. And how sayest thou, the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man? Then Jesus said unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while ye have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While ye have the light, believe in the light, that ye may be the children of light. These things spake Jesus and departed, and did hide himself from them. So, if I be lifted up, that's our title tonight. Lord, use your word in our hearts. Thank you for the privilege to be here and to sing praises to you and to open your word together in the middle of the week. And now I pray that we'll just open our hearts and allow the Holy Spirit to speak to each of us personally and powerfully. And we pray you'll be glorified in the service. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So notice he says there in verse 27, for this cause came I unto this hour. Jesus is now, remember, he's already begun to reject the offer or rescind the offer of the kingdom of the Jews. And he says, I am here basically now to die. I'm here to die for man's sins. And you know, the Bible says that, doesn't it? This is a faithful saying, worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. 1 Timothy 1:15. So he says, I am here for this hour. And so he says to the Father there in verse 28, glorify thy name. And one of the few times that the Heavenly Father actually audibly spoke while Jesus, the Son, was on the earth, and the people didn't hear what was said. They just heard a noise. But the Father said, I will glorify it again. And so Jesus came to bring glory to the Lord. And you know what? We're here to bring glory to the Lord. Whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God, the Bible says. So the Bible tells us there in verse 31, now is the judgment of this world. Jesus Christ is about to go to Calvary. And when he dies at Calvary, sin will be judged. Amen? And that's good news for you and I that have accepted his payment, because it means that our sins have been judged. Hallelujah. And we'll never have to stand before the Father and be judged for our sins. They're gone. They're paid for. And those who trust Christ can make that claim. Go to John 5:24, a verse that we looked at recently that makes it very clear that the judgment of sin took place when Jesus Christ died on the cross. Notice John 5:24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation. Isn't that great news? We can never again be condemned for our sin. And then the verse we looked at earlier there in verse, in Romans chapter 5, look at that if you would, verse 9. The Bible teaches that you and I, if we are born again, we have been saved from the wrath that we deserve for being sinners. Notice Romans chapter 5, verse 9. The Bible says, much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. We have been saved from the wrath of God. Hallelujah. And that's what Jesus is saying. I'm about to go to Calvary and the judgment of this world is come. Sin is about to be judged. And what a heavy price was paid for the judgment of sin, that the perfect Son of God suffered and died in our place. And when Jesus died on the cross, not only was sin judged, but the devil was defeated. Amen? And we looked at this recently over in John chapter 8. But notice he says there in verse 31, 31. Not only is he saying, now is the judgment of this world, but he says, and now shall the prince of this world be cast out. The devil lost on that day. That Jesus Christ died, and he definitely lost when Jesus rose from the dead. And Jesus Christ came to die for sin, but he came to judge sin through his death. Notice John 16 and verse 11. John chapter 16, verse 11. Actually, we'll look at verse 8. And when he has come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because they go into my Father and you see me no more. Verse 11. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. And we all know who that is. That's the devil. The prince of this world. Also referred to as the prince of the power of the air. And so when he died, if you go to Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14, Jesus Christ not only judged sin, but he also judged the devil. Notice Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 14. The Bible says, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he, talking about Jesus, also himself likewise took part of the same. So it's saying that Jesus became a human, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death. That is the devil. Amen? So when he died, he destroyed the devil. Now, it means he destroyed him doctrinally, and of course he will end up judged forever in the lake of fire, but the devil lost when Jesus died on Calvary. And so he's beginning to prepare his disciples, saying, gentlemen, I'm about to leave. They still don't understand why. They still don't understand the purpose of it all, but they will. But he's beginning to prepare them for that day when sin will be judged, when the devil will be judged. And he says there in verse 32, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. Now, when Jesus said, if I be lifted up, he was referring back to an Old Testament occurrence that became the picture of salvation. So go to John chapter 3, if you would. Most of you are familiar with it. When the Israelites were being bitten by fiery serpents, and God ordered Moses to put a brazen serpent on a pole, and if they would just look at the brazen serpent, they would be healed of their snake bite. And of all the Old Testament stories, and there's a lot of them, that Jesus could have referred to, he referred to that one in John chapter 3. Now, most Christians know John 3:16, don't they? But do you know 14 and 15? Because it's a package. Look what it says, verse 14. For as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so there it is again, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. So he's pointing back and saying Moses was commanded to put that brazen serpent on a pole and raise it up. And when God's people looked at it, they were healed of their snake bite. Even as God told him to do that, the Son of Man's going to be lifted up. And of course, when we turn to Christ for salvation, we are healed. Amen. Of our snake bite, which is sin. And so Jesus, again, referring back to that and saying, I will be lifted up from the earth, just as that brazen serpent was lifted up from the earth. And when I am, I will draw men unto me. And go to John 6:44, and we'll see that this is the Father's doing, that he will draw men unto him. And now, for 2,000 years, literally millions of people have been drawn to Jesus Christ, who was lifted up on a cross. Notice John 6:44, no man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. And then go to Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9. The Bible says, for we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death, covered with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. When Jesus died on Calvary, he tasted death for every man. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, which he was, eventually I will draw all men unto me. And of course, they didn't understand, the disciples, that he was referring to a cross, that he was referring to crucifixion, which was the common, one of the common execution forms for the Romans at the time. But it says there in verse 33, this signifying what death he should die. So he was prophesying that he was going to die on a cross, that he would be lifted up from the earth when he died for us. And if you go to Psalms 22, the Bible prophesied of this. Now, Psalms 22 is one of what we refer to as a messianic psalm, filled with prophecies about the life of Jesus. And one of the prophecies here in verse 16 of Psalm 22, it says, for dogs have compassed me, the assembly of the wicked have enclosed me, they pierced my hands and my feet. And so 1,000 years before or so, in Psalms, God through David wrote, they pierced my hands and my feet. David's hands and feet weren't pierced. This is a prophetic psalm about how Jesus would die, that his hands and his feet would be pierced, and that he would be lifted up, that he would judge sin, that he would judge the devil. And he said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. And of course, he then explains that if we'll come to him, we'll be rescued from darkness and we will become the children of light. Notice he says there in verse 35, he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While ye have light, believe in the light, that ye may be the children of light. Lord willing, everyone in this room can say, I know I'm a child of light because I have taken the light of the world as my Savior. Go to John 12, 46, where we'll go next week. And look what Jesus says. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. Jesus Christ is the light. He is the light of the world, and when we trust him as Savior, we become the light of the world as well, don't we? His light, of course, not our light. And go to Ephesians 5:8, he says, if this happens, we become the children of light. Death is conquered, the devil's conquered. And we, now that we're born again, not because of anything we've done, but because of Jesus Christ, we become, as he says here in verse 36, Ephesians 5:8, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. That's us. So he came to judge sin. He came to judge the devil. He came to pay for our sins. And he said, I will be lifted up. Just as Moses lifted up that serpent in the wilderness, I'm going to be lifted up. And when I'm lifted up, I will draw men to me. And I, as the light of the world, offer that light, so that we can be rescued from darkness. And praise God, he judged sin and he judged the devil. So Jesus Christ telling the disciples in advance what form of death he would face, one of the most cruel forms of death there was at the time, crucifixion. So much pain involved and essentially dying of suffocation, getting to the point where you can't push up and take a breath anymore. And it's all of that was for us. Just makes us that much more thankful for our salvation. Amen. If I be lifted up, he said, I will draw all men unto me. Thank you, Lord, for your sacrifice. Thank